We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Nick Rojo.
I'm Macy Long.
I'm Adam Edwards.
I'm Evita Zimmerman. It's Wednesday, September 17th, 2025.
Last night, there was a City Council regular meeting, a bi-monthly meeting that takes place on the first and third Tuesday of every month. The hot-button issue of the night was Council Bill number 2025-163, a resolution, quote, accepting a proposal for the Main Street Viaduct Fencing Project, end quote. This council bill includes the installation of permanent fences and gates underneath the Main Street Viaduct downtown and has a budget of up to $62,130. This would make the area less accessible to homeless individuals who have historically used the location as a place to seek refuge. When the council floor was opened up to the public, multiple people from the community came forth expressing their concerns. Mark Medlin was one of these individuals who stated that, quote, Champaign is turning into the San Francisco of Illinois, end quote, and was much more keen on the idea of Champaign arresting its way out of homelessness. Deputy Mayor Will Kiles and District 5 Council Representative Vanna Pienfett both provided pushback on the notion that they could arrest their way out of homelessness. This was the only bill that did not receive a unanimous 7-0 approval vote, having a single detractor, District 4 Council Representative Michael Fulmer. Fulmer stated, quote, I want to acknowledge that these are people we are impacting, end quote, before expressing that he would not vote in favor of the resolution. To learn more about what was discussed at yesterday's City Council regular meeting, please visit champaignil.gov.
The Ebert Center for Film Studies kicks off its fall film series tomorrow, September 18th, with an event screening of Ryan Coogler's horror blockbuster hit Sinners. Featuring an introduction by film critic Michael Phillips, the screening will begin at 7 p.m. in the Knight Auditorium at the Spurlock Museum. Attendees can enjoy free popcorn and tacos while supplies last. The event is free for all students to attend.
Performing soon, Atlanta hip-hop duo Earth Gang is returning to Urbana this weekend, performing as part of the Pygmalion Festival's Campus Culture Series at Smith Memorial Hall. The free event will also feature UIUC alums Osar and The Boy Illinois, hosted by Professor Lamont Holden of the Hip Hop Innovation Center. In an interview with WPGU News correspondent Kennedy Caldwell, Earth Gang reflected on their early days recording music at Hampton University and how that environment shaped them.
Yeah, I think not only the resources, but the kind of common interests you meet in those kind of environments can help build like great things. We've seen that happen like many times, from like Facebook to Snapchat to, you know, a lot of record labels, Def Jam, like a lot of that stuff starts where like people have a common interest and they got the time and space to explore their interests in the same direction.
They also remembered their last show in Champaign, a high energy performance in late November.
U of I remember just the energy on campus. Yo, y'all was so lit. It was like a random, I think it was November. It's like the end of November or something. And it's like, you know, students are probably trying to go home for break and Thanksgiving break and stuff. But like, y'all were still super turnt, and that's kind of what I remember about Champaign. And I don't know. I mean, I think we've released two albums since the last time we've come, and I'm excited to like perform a lot of the new songs and get that energy and see like just how the fans react, and you know, just to see the impact that our journey and growth has had over the fan base.
Earth Gang performs Saturday, September 20th from 3 to 6 p.m. at Smith Memorial Hall.
Adding to our local entertainment, Bob the Drag Queen will be performing tomorrow, September 18th at the Kranich Center at Urbana as part of the Pygmalion Festival. Caldwell Titicue, known as Bob the Drag Queen, won the title of America's Next Drag Superstar on Season 8 of RuPaul's Drag Race. With multiple acting roles for HBO, Netflix, MTV, Bob recently released HBO's first unscripted show, We're Here, along with her second comedy special, Bob the Drag Queen, live at Caroline's. Tickets are currently available on the Kranich Center website, running for $50 each. Kranich doors will open at 7:30 p.m., with the show starting at 8:30 p.m.
For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalani.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sean Farnsley, Grace Avila, Kennedy Caldwell, and Faith Routley. From WPGU News, I'm Nick Rocho.
I'm Macy Long.
I'm Adam Edwards.
I'm Evita Zimmerman.